Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Susan Perrine, P-E-R-I-N-E. And I might have to break this up into two parts. It's a long report and two different injuries. We'll start off with, according to the information obtained from the examinee, Susan Perrine is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/2/17. Apparently, she had a severe burn to her left chest while plating soup for service. Her uniform lining stuck to the skin and tore it off. Apparently, she believes she injured her left lower chest as a result of this event and was seen at United Medical Clinic on 7/18/17. She understands her final diagnosis to be skin graft and development of pyodomer gangrenosum. She is continuing to receive treatment as a research subject from Dr. Alex Ortega, O-R-T-E-G-A. Ms. Preen admits to having lupus before this incident, involving symptoms about her face. She related getting infusion treatment for the pyoderma granulosum and wound care daily. New paragraph. She also alleges on 10/6/06 there was turbulence in the plane in which she was traveling. It threw her into the unsecured closet. She struck her right elbow on the wheelchair and twisted her right knee and wrenched her back. She states she has limited memory of specific details of this event. She believes she injured her lower back, right elbow, and right knee. She had later evaluation leading to diagnoses of torn tissue in the knee, right epicondylar damage, for which she underwent epicondylar release, laparoscopic knee surgery, right knee replacement in February 2023, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, and implantation of a spinal cord stimulator. She continues to be treated by Dr. Rosenblum, R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M. Ms. Perrine admits to the previous subject event of... Ms. Perrine admits to injuring her meniscus in 1976 when she was cheerleading and sustained an injury. She also relates developing RSD in her elbow. She claims this was the first knowledge of this condition. She reported treatment including surgery, spinal cord stimulation, physical therapy, and surgery at the knee and elbow. New paragraph. As per her first claim petition, Ms. Perrine alleges on 7/2/17 she sustained burn on the chest by hot soup, resulting in permanent injuries of burns and autoimmune complications. Her treatment records show she was seen on 11/27/17 by Dr. Speaker, S-P-E-A-K-E-R, with whom she had been treating for many years. Underline this, we'll have to come back to her earlier treatment. Ms. Perrine complained of sores on her arm and stomach. She was seen in the Chippewa, C-H-I-P-P-E-S-A-W-A health system. They went corporate and referred her to St. Anthony. She saw them, who sent her to be admitted to the hospital. She was there for 4 days, and infectious disease told her her condition was not infectious or viral. They did diagnose her with systemic mastocytosis and sent her to rheumatology specialist. She said she needed wound care, biopsy, and an immunologist. They said to go back to the emergency room because she had 10/10 of the danger of symptoms that included fainting and fever. Perucci went back to the emergency room, and wounds were getting worse. Perucci then was to undergo surgery. The ER sent her out and said to go back to rheumatology and would not refer her to wound care. But the patient called wound care herself and just decided to come home for care. This progress note is generated from the state of Washington. She stated she has a condition and knows it's going to come back. Perucci has lupus, which usually involves her face, neck, and chest, and that has gotten worse as she gets older. Perucci doesn't bother going to the doctor when she gets this because she knows there's nothing else that can be done other than to take prednisone, which doesn't help. Perucci was on a flight from Newark to Hong Kong. A passenger asked for soup and sandwich. Perucci went to the galley to get it. And on the way back, someone hit her and knocked the tray against her. Someone melted her uniform to her skin. Perucci needed plastic surgery and a skin graft from hip to the breast last August 2017. Paired in paragraph, she went to the urgent care at the airport who said she needed surgery. Perucci went to plastic specialist who did surgery. Paired they needed to remove necrotic tissue and used a, quote, sponge, end quote, with, quote, stem cells, end quote, which filled in the hole. For the surgery was surgery triggered systemic mastocytosis. Many years ago, she was diagnosed with this in the hospital and treated with intravenous medications for 6 weeks and 2 years with no outbreaks. However, that physician passed away, so no other doctors would use his protocol. When she developed the most recent flare, no one would treat with his protocol. Perucci showed Dr. Speaker bumps and that the erupt and are initially yellow, parentheses, pus versus granulation tissue, close parentheses, and is left with very painful ulcerations that do not heal. Perucci, she feels like she is getting shot. She was on a host of medications. Past medical history is notable for RSD from elbow surgery for which she was off work for years. Perucci was doing much better and was back to work. Perucci was status post meniscal tear surgery. Perucci had complications from elective breast left blank. She had an autoimmune disorder. Common mastocytosis, common mammogram. In March of 2014, this was initially abnormal but was found to be scar tissue. The epicondylar release from an in-flight injury occurred in 2002, right meniscal repair in 2002, elective breast lift in 1998, leg surgery, and breast surgery in August 2017. Dr. Speaker found several hyperpigmented scars, bilateral upper arms, where the skin seems to have a concavity. There is a tender, warm erythematous subcutaneous nodule in the left upper arm that has no fluctuance. She diagnosed systemic lupus erythematosus as well as mastocytosis. She recommended the petitioner establish a relationship with a rheumatologist. Dr. Speaker was unsure how the mastocytosis diagnosis was made. A rheumatologist she saw said she needed to seek a skin biopsy, so presumably that this was a clinical diagnosis. The physician was going to call hematology the following day to discuss and see if they recommend starting with dermatology. She has seen wound care before. She was to follow up with a specialist. New paragraph. On 8-10-16, Ms. Perrine was seen by Dr. Rosenblum, R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M, for pain management evaluation. period. She reported she had pain all over at a level of 5.5/10 period. She described her symptoms as joint pain, comma, joint stiffness, comma, limb pain, comma, muscle spasm, comma, neck pain, comma, and weakness. Period that had a significant negative impact on her daily functioning. Period. She indicated her current regimen provided 55% relief. Period. The addition of Horizon has helped her complex regional pain syndrome very much. Plus, it is on the, quote, approved medication, end quote, list for flight attendants. So she's happy about that and can use it while working. But she does report worsening of pain in her left elbow to the point of it being hard for her to lift trays at work. Period. She carried a diagnosis of complex regional pain syndrome type 1 and continued on Horizon. Extended release, comma, oxycodone, comma, tizanidine, comma, Xanax, comma, and oxycodone. Period. She followed up here on 12/15, 16. Period. She was continued on medications, period. She continued to be seen by Dr. Rosenblum over the ensuing months, running through 11/30/17. But this was an urgent follow-up visit because of persistent wound from her burn, period. Gross inspection of the integumentary demonstrates no evidence of abnormality. Period. Hair and nails are also normal. Period. Skin is warm and dry. Period. She's going to be referred to Dr. E.S. H.R.A.G.H.I. Period. Her medical care in Oklahoma was for apparent wounds to both arms. Period. She is being treated for wound care with an iodine gel and doxycycline. Period. She feels that she needs both wound care and autoimmune disorder care. Period. Upon exam, her wounds are healing well, but she has wounds on both arms, come on the chest, come on left buttock. Period. Her care has been complicated by autoimmune process. Period. Dr. Shragi was a burn and wound care specialist. Period. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Rosenblum on 11/5/18. Period. She was again treated for pain and issued another diagnosis of pyoderma gangrenosum. Period. Treatment was ongoing through 2/12/18. Period. She asked Dr. Rosenblum if her pyoderma was related to her chest burn. Period. He thought that it is indirectly the cause of her pyoderma gangrenosum. Period. Pyoderma gangrenosum is trauma-related, and if she did not have a burn and subsequent surgery for the burn, she would not have developed this condition. Period. She had been diagnosed with this disorder by Dr. Greiling, G-R-E-I-L-I-N-G, and she was now seeing Dr. Ortega, who is a specialist in this disease. Period. She still has chest and involvement in both legs and the right arm. Period. She was going to be started on infusion therapy by dermatology. Period. In a paragraph on 2/19/19, Ms. Preen was again seen by Dr. Rosenblum, period. She complains of pain in both upper extremities, comma, the right lower extremity, comma, both hips, comma, and the left knee, period. She was staying active. Here she has persistent neuropathic pain, but continues to see dermatology, period. She was maintained on pain medication over the next several months. Period on 2/10/21, she returned via telemedicine, period. Her symptoms involve muscle spasm, numbness, and tingling. Appear the current regimen provided 100% relief. Period. She continues to do quite well. Period. She says that unfortunately she has not been able to go to Oklahoma to visit her mother. Period. She says that she has applied to get her COVID vaccine both through the Cowlitz, C-O-W-L-I-T-Z tribe, and the Chickasaw Nation because she did not want to have to travel to Oklahoma to get her vaccine. Says her gabapentin is extremely helpful and she does have to take oxycodone sometimes. She continues to see Dr. Ortega for her autoimmune conditions. Period. New paragraph on 3/23/17. She was seen by Dr. Bost, B-O-S-T, at the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic for a new patient physical. Period. She had a significantly complex past medical history. Period. She was born with some version of inheritable skin disorder that most people on her father's side have died from before the age of 50. Period. She had seen numerous pediatricians and pediatric dermatologists. But she did have these unusual frequent outbreaks across her skin that involved swelling and redness, along with the appearance of burned, scalded skin that would eventually dry up and fall off. Period. New skin would at that point grow just as if she had been burned. But they were unable to really find the exact diagnosis for this. Period. She was following with Dr. Deborah Allen at the Oklahoma University Health Science Center in dermatology. Period. They were not clear exactly what her diagnosis was either. Period. They had basically done every version of conservative therapy possible. Period. They have changed and altered all forms of soaps, lotions, and makeup. Period. She does report that they even put her on medication to somehow try to suppress her immune system, thinking it was an autoimmune problem. Period. From what she gathers at this point, she has been diagnosed with systemic mastocytosis, lupus, and porphyria. Period. However, at that point, the cause was unclear. Period. She had been in the hospital numerous times, secondary to what appeared to be secondary skin infections from these outbreaks. Period. They occur every couple of months, but as of late, they have been occurring more frequently. Period. On 2/13/17, she was on a return flight. Period. It was an international flight, and they nearly diverted her plane while over the Atlantic, secondary to her significant facial swelling, as they thought she was having an anaphylactic reaction. Period. She again reports that the skin can rub off at times as well. Period. The only other medication she was taking at that point was hormone replacement therapy. Period. She was on both estrogen and progesterone since she still had her uterus intact. Period. She was, quote, trying to avoid disability if at all possible. Period. End quote. She must make her next flight, or potentially they would place her on disability. Period. Family history was notable for arthritis, asthma, hypertension, kidney dysfunction, diabetes in her father, heart disease in her father, psychiatric problems in her father, which she lists as obsessive compulsive disorder, and a CVA, and her father as well. She had the skin disorder, which has basically plagued most people in her father's family. Period. She was going to remain on various medications and was referred for numerous laboratory studies. Period. New paragraph. On 7/15/17, Ms. Perrine went to the emergency room at St. Anthony Healthplex, complaining of second degree burns to the cleavage on July 2nd due to accidentally pouring hot tomato soup on her chest. Period. This occurred when she was working as a stewardess. Period. The soup drenched down the front of her suit, which she took off as soon as possible, but noticed blistering in white areas. Period. She went to the emergency room and was given Amoxil and Motrin, and later got a prescription for Silvadine. Period. She'd been doing home wound care. Period. Her Tdap was updated 3 years ago. Period. The right breast was mostly recovered, but the left breast is still blistering and painful. Period. She was examined and had the right breast had an almost healed first-degree burn. Period. The left breast had blisters and desquamating skin, as well as two white patches with decreased sensation. Period. About 2% total body surface area with second-degree full thickness and partial thickness burns. Period. She was tender to palpation everywhere but the white patches. Period. She was prescribed Norco and Silvadine and discharged. Period. She did have wound care given by Dr. Gauthier, Gauthier, at Integris, Integris, on 7/24/17. Period. He diagnosed left breast third-degree burn with eschar, for which he needed surgical debridement and grafting to the left breast. Period. She was going to continue to use Silvadine cream. Period. On 7/28/17, Dr. Gauthier wrote up a consultation. Period. He noted her mechanism of injury and her course of treatment to date. Period. He noted there were no signs of infection on the eschar of the superior aspect of her left breast that measured 12 by 4 centimeters. Period. It is starting to separate. Period. On 7/31/17, Dr. Bajaj, B-A-J-A-J, performed debridement of full-thickness burn of the left breast, 10 by 4 centimeters, as well as full-thickness skin graft from the right hip to the left breast for measuring the same size. Period. Her postoperative diagnosis was burn of the left breast that was full-thickness. Period. She presented herself to the emergency room on 10/21/17 with a new problem. Period. 1 week ago, she noticed abscess to the left buttocks for 4 days and to bilateral arm 2 days ago. Period. She had been taking clindamycin 500 milligrams a week ago. Period. It was unknown what she was exposed to. Period. And put this in parentheses, this does not correlate chronologically or by mechanism of injury at the subject event, close parentheses, period. She had two small early left shoulder abscesses without fluctuance and are not ready for drainage. But the left buttocks has a large abscess with a necrotic central area. Period. She underwent incision and drainage of the buttocks abscess. Period. the material was sent for culture and gram stain. Period. She was continued on doxycycline as well as Percocet. Period. She returned to the emergency room on 10/24/17 for a post-operative visit with chief complaint of abscess incision recheck from an IND that was done in the emergency room 2 days ago on her buttocks. Period. The packing fell out the previous day and she does not believe there is any improvement. Period. She tried clindamycin and doxycycline with no relief or improvement. Period. She reports associated symptoms of new abscesses on her arms. Period. She had no associated fever or other complaints. Period. She underwent laboratory studies and was re-examined. Period. Due to failure of outpatient therapy with two oral antibiotics, she was admitted to the hospital. Period. She was treated by a wound ostomy, O-S-T-O-M-Y, nurse. Period. On 10/26/17, she saw Dr. Blair, B-L-A-I-R. Period. Her left buttock abscess was improving dramatically with steroids. Period. He thought it was probably cutaneous lupus, for which she might need a biopsy in the future. Period. She had normocytic anemia, which was a chronic mild issue. Period. Her near syncope felt better. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 10/27/17. They noted a long complex history of odd connective tissue illness, often treated as infection. Period. She improved drastically after stopping antibiotics and starting Solumedrol. Period. She was ready for discharge that day. Period. She was going to follow up with rheumatology and Dr. Bost, as well as Dr. Silvestri, S-I-L-V-E-S-T-R-E. Period. This now needs to be added earlier. Period. While undergoing her admission history and physical, she related being a flight attendant for Continental. Period. She's been off and on work for the past few years due to health problems. Period. Her normal routine is Newark, New Jersey to Hong Kong. Period. She's been under a lot of stress since United bought them out. Period. For years, she had chronic issues with her kidneys, chymoarthropathy, and usually on her face and neck, her skin cracks and oozes and sloughs off. Period. She took off work for 3 years. Period. A physician named Dr. Greenfield told her she had hereditary porphyria and systemic mastocytosis. Period. She avoids contact allergens, sun exposure, stress, and has changed her diet to only steamed vegetables and meats without butter or sauces. Period. She had been treated with a round of vancomycin that knocked it out, and she had been doing well for 2 years. Period. She's been in multiple steroid courses as well and admits she has gained a significant amount of weight over the last few years. For the past year, she has been having issues again with skin outbreaks. Period. She had pictures on her phones to show a rash that is burn-like with skin sloughing, blisters, swelling that included her face and upper chest. Period. In July, she had a bad burn on her breast with skin graft. Period. This was from hot coffee spilling on her at work and burning her blouse to her skin. Period was healing well and doing well, but lately the wound seems to quit healing and it is opening and oozing. Period. She did undergo a left full thickness skin graft on 7/31/17. Period. New paragraphs. The petitioner was seen at the emergency room again on 11/8/17. Gertrude was supposed to have follow-up with Dr. Bost at the Indian Clinic, as well as with Dr. Silvestri for further treatment. Period. Her left buttock abscess was approximately 2 by 2 centimeters and just not healing well. Period. She is also interested in a biopsy on the situation. Period. She was advised this was not a normal routine procedure done in the emergency department. It turns out she had been seeing Dr. Silvestri, and he already recommended biopsy and wound care. Period. At the time of discharge, she refused a prescription for prednisone. Period. Her mother was at the bedside and very irritated and verbally aggressive. But the petitioner did not want the prednisone since it did not do anything, and she had a suitcase of that at home. Period. She did undergo wound care evaluation on 11/15/17. By Dr. Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D. Period. He diagnosed cellulitis of the buttock, comma, non-pressure chronic ulcer of the buttock, comma, other mast cell neoplasms of uncertain behavior. Period. She had mastocytosis, which flares episodically and causes inflammation, comma, hives, comma, ulcers, and other symptoms. Period. She had been seeing multiple doctors and there's no definite treatment for her condition. Period. She had seen a rheumatologist. He recommended a biopsy. Period. She was going to have a consult with Dr. Brazil due to the special stains and studies that may be needed. Period. She also had an ulcer on her buttocks and an incision and drainage procedure in the emergency room that was thought to be an abscess but may have been a flare-up from mastocytosis. Period. On her arm, she has lumps which are easily palpated, and in the same area, she has ulcers which are round. Period. Her labs are normal, and she needs prealbumin. Period. Infection or increased bioburden can delay wound healing. Period. Culture was obtained. Period. Antibiotics were begun empirically. Period. They elected to debride the ulcer. Period. She returned to Dr. Holland on 11/22/17. Period. Gauze was applied to her wound. Period. On 11/22/17, she saw Dr. Holland again, who described her left buttocks ulcer and left lateral arm. Ulcer thought to be related to neoplasm, semicolon. The left buttocks ulcer was also thought to be secondary to neoplasm, period. She was thought to have improvement over these ulcers. Period. She was to see Dr. Brazil, but did not get any phone calls. Period. The iodazorb is helping to dry and heal her ulcers. Period. Antimicrobial dressing was applied for control of possible excessive bioburden. Period. She has an underlying systemic inflammatory condition, which is episodic and causes ulcers and wounds. Period. 11/22/17, the wounds were actually debrided on the left lateral upper buttocks, left buttocks, and left lateral upper arm. Period. New paragraph. And underline this. I'm taking a break here. When she is beginning to see Dr. Eshraghi, E-S-H-R-A-G-H-I, on 12-4-17. Period. And underline this. Reminder to circle back to the treatment she had been receiving from her family physicians dating back to 2-1-12. Period. And that is the end for now. I'll come back and dictate some more on this case. That'll be the end.